yet again going to drive a nail into the coffin of attracting foreign investment. The indigenisation program has been so badly structured and so badly implemented that we've frightened away a considerable amount of investment, but we keep doing further negative things which frighten away more investment. And meanwhile, the unemployment and the poverty in Zimbabwe just grows and grows. So it is really tragic.
But are these companies not actually breaking the law?
I don't know. I can't speak for those particular companies. I don't know what they have proposed or haven't proposed. But I'm also saying that the laws are and was in the extreme. And there is very wide-ranging legal opinion that, in fact, the indigenization laws are in breach of the Constitution. And if that is so, then the companies aren't breaking the law. They're breaking invalid laws, not actual law.